Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. Archie reads the newspaper in his chair.
Yoo-hoo! Don't holler, please. I need a four-letter word for small insect.
Flea?
Yeah, that's it. F-L-E-E.
For the church charity drive.
Yeah, and I've been jumping out of my chair here answering the door. What are you going to do with all of that stuff? You're promoting a fashion show for winos?
These are good clothes. Look at this sweater. Oh, my, somebody can use that.
Yeah, wait a minute. This looks pretty good. Don't put it back. Don't put it back. Let me take a look at that thing there. Wait a minute, no holes in that. That looks to be my size there, too. We'd hold it up. I mean, let me try that out.
Oh, these are for the poor.
Well, who am I, Paul K. Jetty?
I'm in charge of these clothes. The truck is going to pick them up.
Why was you in church so long anyway, Harry? Listen, let me tell you something about praying, you know. You can pray so much to God, then it stops being praying, it becomes nagging.
For the Henderson baptism. Oh, you should have seen that little baby. He was so cute with his little lace cap.
Listen, that reminds me there, Rita. What about our own grandson, huh? When is he going to get the other end of him sprinkled?
Yeah, I've been thinking about but the way Mike feels about religion, I don't think Joey will ever get baptized.
Well, wait a minute. We're babysitting with him today, ain't we? All right, when them two get out of here, why don't we just get the baby, waltz him down to the church?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, Mike and Gloria wouldn't like it.
They don't have to know anything about it. We take the baby out in his carriage right down the block, make a right turn at Catawba Street, down a little street that goes to the church there, get inside the alley, go right into the baptistry there. We get the minister to come in, sprinkle him, right back the same way, back in the house here. He'll be right where he was when they left him. They'll never be the wiser. It's the perfect crime.
Oh, we can't do that because Joey ain't our child.
What are you talking about? He's more our child than he is the meatheads. He's got half of Gloria's blood, ain't he?
Well, yeah, but he's got half of Mike's blood, too.
But Gloria's blood's got half of your blood and half of my blood. So there's three halves of bunker blood.
Edith furrows her brow.
Against one half of meathead's blood. And we outvote him 3-1 for baptism.
Mike's parents' blood.
What blood? They're dead.
Oh, no. I don't think it's right. We can't do that without Mike and Gloria's permission.
The hell with permission. Permission. That's one of the things wrong with the world today. There's too much permission. Let me tell you something. When the missionaries went into darkest Africa to bring God to the natives, you think they asked their permission? By hell, they dragged them out of the trees and right down to the river. And they held them under there until they seen the light. And the natives was glad about that because that's the way they found God. And then later on, when they was chained in the bottom of slave ships, why, they was happy because they had somebody to pray to there. Which proves that for everybody's own good, you gotta use force. That's the Christian way.
Learn that in church.
They don't know nothing in that church of yours except bingo.
Gloria opens the door.
Hi. Hi, Mom.
Joe is asleep, but I'm going to leave him out here on the porch for a while so he can get some fresh air. Because he hasn't been outside enough yet today. Here, right here under the window. Here's some clothes for the church,
oh,
Mom.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, why ain't he got no hair, yes? That ain't an ass.
We'll leave him here in the sunshine where it's warm and we can watch him through the window.
Yeah, see that, Joey? I'm going to leave the window wide open here so I can look at you.
Archie bangs his head on the open window.
Don't touch it. It hurts.
Did you pick out some of your old clothes to give to the church?
No.
Daddy, don't you want to help the poor?
The hell with the poor. My head hurts.
That's a rotten thing to say.
Well, my clothes are too good to give to the poor anyway. Gee, they'd look rich in my stuff.
Oh, I don't think so. I can find plenty of your clothes the poor will look poor in.
Don't go rooting through my stuff up there, will you, little girl? Where you going? Come here. Just sit down here a minute, will you? Because I want to talk to you.
Oh, what about...
Well, you know how religious a woman your mother is. She goes to church every Sunday. She prays even in the middle of the week when God ain't listening.
So?
Ever since she come home from church today, she's been bugging me to get the baby baptized.
Oh, Daddy, it's our mother wants Joey baptized. It's you.
Well, sure, me too. After all, I'm a Christian too.
You never even go to church. You don't do much of anything to prove you're a Christian.
What the hell do you want me to do? Get hit by a lion? Listen, little girl. Every kid needs to be something, and everybody's got to know what he is. That way, at least his own kind won't throw rocks at him. If he's nothing, they'll all throw rocks at him. And I know. I threw many a rock in my day.
Throw rocks at kids and you call yourself religious.
Now, wait a minute. Throwing rocks is one of you call an age-old religious custom there for bringing people around. All your ancient people, they threw rocks until they got axes and spears and later on guns to do God's work. What do you think David hit Goliath with, a fig Newton? Wait a minute. What are you doing there? That's my good mohair jacket. You can't give away the mohair jacket
there. Why not?
Because the hair of the mohair is as good as it ever was.
Daddy, there's no such animal as a mo.
The Canadian woods are full of mo.
Archie, this jacket is 20 years old. You can never fit into it.
It's a beautiful jacket, and it's perfect. Here, give me it.
Archie whips the arm off.
Well, give it to the poor. Now, listen, let's get back to this baptism thing here.
Daddy, I don't want to discuss it anymore, please. If it's really bothering you, why don't you take it up with Michael?
Why are you going to take it up with Michael? I wouldn't disgrace the name of baptism by talking about it in front of an atheist.
Hi, everybody.
Listen, you atheist, I want that kid baptized.
Good morning, Arch.
Hey, Mom, brought you some clothes for the church.
Listen, never mind giving clothes to the church. How about giving a soul to the church? I want my grandson's sins cleaned.
Daddy, what kind of sins can a 4-month-old baby have committed?
Yeah, what's he been doing, gurgling 4-letter words? Or maybe ripped his diaper off and flashed in the park.
That's disgusting.
Would you go upstairs and see if you can find something you want to give to the poor?
Gloria heads upstairs.
Listen, Edith. I'm warning you. Now, we better get that baby baptized, or he ain't going into heaven with you and me.
Oh, Gio, I wouldn't worry about this sweet little baby. Oh, look, he's so innocent. And God must love him because he made him so beautiful.
She's right, Arch. Besides, baptism is just a religious ritual.
What do you mean a ritual? You went through baptism.
Hey, I renounced it years ago.
Oh, ho. Go renounce your belly button. You still got it. Being baptized makes you religious.
Oh, come on, Arch. Joey was circumcised. It doesn't make him Jewish.
No, it made him holler, though.
Don't care if we get sprinkled in church or not. Maybe the rain is God's way of baptizing the whole world.
Listen to Billie Jean Graham over here.
Arch, let's just say that there is a heaven.
There is.
You believe that all people are God's children.
I certainly do.
And you can't get into heaven unless you're baptized.
Absolutely not.
What about the Jews? They don't believe in baptism. You mean to tell me that God keeps them out of heaven?
No. The Jews were allowed in because Moses was baptized.
When did that happen?
When he was crossing the holy water in the Red Sea, he got his feet wet.
Mike shakes his head.
And that is how the Jews saved their souls.
Oh, where is the soul?
It's inside.
Where?
It moves all around.
It's not attached to anything.
Well, it can't be attached to you. Otherwise, it couldn't fly out of your body and go to heaven when you croak.
Well, how does it get out of the body?
It jumps out just before they slam the lid on a box and crack.
Well, what if you cremated?
Then it jumps out of the box just before it hears the match strike.
Jumping out of boxes? I don't believe this.
Well, you don't believe it because you're an atheist. You don't believe in God.
Arch, if there is a God, why is there so much unhappiness in this world?
If there is a God, why is there so much unhappiness in this world? I'll answer that question for you, buddy. There is... eat it! If there is a God, why is there so much... get out of the wind today! Can you answer some of these questions over here?
What was the question?
Why did God put so much unhappiness in the world?
Oh. Well, maybe so when we get to heaven, we'll notice the improvement.
Good. You hear that? So when we get to heaven, we'll notice the improvement there. I want to tell you something, buddy. Heaven is, a very delirious place. I mean, everybody is happy and they're singing. There's music and people loving and hugging each other and always saying lovely things to each other.
Yeah, like the dinosaur show.
Gloria returns.
Arch, I'll believe in heaven when I get there.
The day I see you there, I'll worry about where I am.
Come on, boy, let's go.
Have a good time.
Oh, and when Joey wakes up, don't be afraid to pick him up and play with him all you want.
Her afraid to pick him up? She has her way. His feet won't touch the ground till he's going to school.
Oh. Archie leans out of the window.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, have a good time, man. Get lost. Listen. They're gone, and now's our chance. We're going to get them baptized.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, yes, we are. It's what God wants, and I know what God wants.
The open window slips and lands on Archie's head.
Let me see.
Don't see nothing. Get away, get away. Get your hat and coat on. I'm getting my hat and coat on. We're going to take that child down to the church.
No!
Yes, we are.
Edith pulls the hat and coat off Archie.
Get your coat on now, Edith.
He hands her a coat, but she puts it back in the closet, then quickly strips him of his hat and coat again. As Archie spins, Edith throws everything in the closet.
There, I locked it.
Give me the key.
No!
Edith, do you know where God sends people who dare go against his will?
Where?
To hell, hell, hell. Now, Edith. He sent down plagues on you, Edith. Thousands of birds like he put onto Job there. And locusts there to rip up your lawn and eat your hedges there. He sent down hailstones as big as baseballs to bust your roof out there. He could ram you into the belly of a whale. If God gets sore enough at you, Edith, he could turn your jawbone into an ass. Now, give me the key.
Edith tucks it into her bra.
Edith, please, huh? Please, yeah, please, look at me, huh? Just turn around and look at me. Here, now, listen, Edith. We don't want to spoil a whole Sunday having a fight, do we, darling?
Archie tenderly kisses her cheek.
I know you want the same thing for that baby that I do, and you want him to be baptized every bit as much as me.
Yeah. I do.
Now, give me the key.
He tries reaching into her blouse.
All right, Edith, you win. I only hope you ain't sorry for this. One of these days. And when are they going to come and collect all these old clothes?
Any minute.
We'll die of the rummage fumes here.
Trunk is going to come and pick them all up.
The whole room smells of 100 armpits.
You want to watch TV?
No.
Waterloo Bridge is on with Robert Taylor and Vivian Leigh.
I hate it. And don't turn it on.
It's the one where he's an English army soldier and she's a ballet dancer.
Don't tell me about it.
They meet in a bomb shelter.
She tells me anyway.
And he gives her a little statue for good luck, and then he goes off and gets killed in the war.
The end.
No, because he don't really get killed.
Archie buries his head in his chair.
Which his mother could have told her if she had stayed at the restaurant, only she didn't. So she didn't find out that he was alive until he told her himself. But then it was too late, because she had become a lady of the evening. They used to call him in those days. Well, anyway,
Archie stops her with the remote control.
Now, listen, Edith. I can't go out without my hat and coat. I'll catch my death of cold.
That's right, and they're going to stay locked in that closet till Mike and Gloria get back and take that baby home.
Listen, Edith. Couldn't I just myself take the baby for a little stroll?
No!
We. Couldn't we take the baby for a little stroll in the park? Nowhere near the church.
Well, I don't know. Well, we ain't had lunch yet.
Make sandwiches. We'll have a picnic.
It's too cold.
Make hot sandwiches.
They get cold by the time we got there.
Why don't we hurry up and get there?
Where are we going to eat?
We'll find a sunny spot.
The paper says rain.
We'll go down the subway.
Oh, Archie, you can't fool me.
Why do you pick this day of all the days of your life to suddenly get smart? I want a beer.
Well, what about your diet? You can't have a beer.
Ain't I lucky to have you around to keep me from enjoying life? Then what can I have?
You can have a nice low-cal root beer.
I'll vomit.
Edith scurries to the phone.
Something out there I can drink.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for you to come and pick them up.
Yeah, tell them to come and pick it all up here.
Well, where are you now? Oh.
Taking a hat and sweater from a donation box, Archie sneaks into the kitchen.
Well, from where you are, can you see Grand Central Parkway? You can. Then you're lost. Well, wait a minute. I'll ask my husband, because he knows the way, because he's the one that keeps coming home all the time. Archie, how do you get to Northern Boulevard from Grand Central Parkway? Hold on a minute. Archie, the truck driver is lost. He wants to know how you...
She steps into the kitchen, then sprints past the phone to the front porch.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Joey's baby carriage is gone.
Archie! Oh, I should have made sandwiches.
Soon after, a young Asian priest works at a desk.
Come in.
Archie opens the door wearing a purple Yale cardigan and an old baseball cap.
Yes?
Seeing the priest's face, he turns to leave.
No, please, come in.
I got the baby, my grandson, with me here.
Well, bring the baby in.
Yeah, all right. I just want to see the Reverend Fletcher.
Felcher, whatever.
I'm Reverend Chong, his assistant.
Oh, hi there. My name is Archie Bunker. I'm one of the flocks of the church. When is your boss coming back?
Oh, he's gone for the day. Can I help?
Oh, I don't think so. I just thought I'd get my grandson baptized.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place, Mr. Bunker. I'd be glad to perform the ceremony for you.
Oh, well, I tell you, see, we need a regular American ceremony. I mean, we can't use any dragons or firecrackers.
Mr. Bunker, I assure you I can give your grandson a regular Christian service, and I can guarantee you the certificate won't be in a fortune cookie.
Well, I'll say this for you. You got a sense of humor there, Chang.
John. Are the parents here?
Listen, could we have a little talk like a Christian to Christian?
I can.
Good.
Please, have a seat.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you the absolute truth there. Now, the parents...
Archie crosses his fingers.
There's nothing they want more in this world than to see that child baptized, see? But they were busy, so they couldn't come here today. But see, we can't wait there, Reverend, because, you see, a soul has to be saved, as you know yourself, just as soon as it can. In this awful, sexy world, you know. Launch yourself on every corner. You see all these things here, the hookeries and massageries. You know? And I don't know what's happening. The whole world's turning into a regular Sodom and Gomorrah. You follow me there?
At a respectable distance. Mr. Bunker, somehow I get the feeling the child's parents are against him being baptized, and in that
case...
No, wait a minute.
No, see, what I had in mind was this. I would like to slip a few dollars into the pool box, see, which don't necessarily have to wind up there. And now, we don't have to tell the Reverend Fletcher there.
Felcher.
Whatever. We don't have to tell him nothing about it, see. What do you say, Charlie?
Chong.
Whatever.
I say no, Mr. Binker.
Reverend Chong stuffs the money back into Archie's hand.
Bunker.
Whatever.
Soon after, Archie wheels the baby carriage through the church and stops near a holy water font.
Okay, now, Lord, I hope I do this right. See, I'm all on my own in here. Even Charlie Chan in here wouldn't help me. I ain't been to church lately, so if I seem a little strange in here, don't worry. I'm still Archie Bunker, and I still believe very deeply in thee. Do. Now, this here, Lord, is my little grandson, Joe.
He scoops Joey up.
Now, his parents, they don't care if he's baptized. Because his old man is a dopey atheist. So they're going to do it here while we get the chance. You know, I ain't dressed for this kind of a ceremony, but as soon as I get home, I'm going to give this sweater to the poor. I want to do this, Lord, because I don't want my little grandson growing up without religion in this rotten world of yours. All intents and friends of their Lord be. We all know you did the best you could with only 6 days to get it all together. Now, don't worry, Joey, because this ain't going to make you holler, see? Like that other thing they done to you.
He dips his hand in the water.
This is Joseph Michael Stivic here, a Christian. Joseph Michael Stivic, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now.
After marking a cross on Joey's forehead, Archie kisses him.
I hope that took, Lord, because they're going to kill me when I get home.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Milt Josephsberg, Mel Tolkien, Larry Ryan. Story editors Milt Josephsberg, Larry Ryan, Phil Doran, and Douglas Aranjo. Associate producer Bridget Jensen. was recorded on tape before a live audience. Executive producers Norman Lear and Woody Kling. Produced by Lou Derman. Script supervision by Woody Kling and Lou Derman. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Clyde Kusatsu, Reverend Chong. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.